And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Kidnappers Escape Again. It took us almost 3 weeks to capture the kidnappers in the first place, and no sooner had they been put in jail when they escaped, causing further complications too, about which you will soon hear. Just to review the situation, Sparky and Mayor Plumfront and I were sitting in our living room in our home in Cincinnati, in the little house just all the way up the next block, when all of a sudden, an announcement came on the radio telling us that the kidnappers had escaped. Come and listen.
Wait, Mayor, you mean that you almost married the girl whose daddy owns the Rye Bread Company that sponsored the radio program we're listening to right now?
Yeah, that's right, lad. I might have been president of that company, but I wouldn't be mayor of this here grand and glorious city of ours.
Boy, Mayor, I tell you, when it comes to getting married, you sure did have lots of close calls.
We interrupt Melody Time to bring you a special news bulletin.
Wait a minute, lad. Let's
just learned that there's been a jailbreak. The three kidnappers who were recently captured after kidnapping the fiancée of Mayor Plumfront, Miss Daffodil Dilly, have escaped from jail. The three kidnappers are at large in the city. We'd like to warn everyone that these men are desperate. If you think you see them, report to the police immediately.
Oh, my.
The kidnappers are out of jail again.
This is terrible. Mayor, do you suppose that they'll try to get us? After all, we're the ones who captured them.
I don't know. I don't know, Buster. But I'm going to have to get up to my office in City Hall right away. This is an emergency.
Yeah, I should say it is. Quick, Sparky, get our hats and coats. We'll drive the mayor up to his office.
Here's City Hall.
Yes, we didn't get here a minute too soon. Come on, fellas, let's go inside.
We're right with you, Mayor. Lead the way.
Oh, I'm telling you, fellas, we better capture those there kidnappers again. We don't want to have those there dangerous fellas running around loose here, that's for sure.
Wonder how we got out of jail.
I don't know. The jail guards must have had spring fever or something like that. Hey, just push your way through the revolving door there, lad.
Hey, when they put in this revolving door? Wasn't here the last time we came to your office, Mayor Plumfront.
Oh, they always take down the revolving door during the wintertime, lad. Then they put up the old double doors in the wintertime. But now that spring's almost here, why, up go the revolving doors again.
Look down the hall there, Mayor. There goes Miss Stalithuffer into your office. What's that she's carrying?
Oh, it's a little container of coffee. Every afternoon, right about this time, she goes out and gets herself some coffee.
Drinks it in the office, huh?
Oh, yes. You can't get Miss Stalithuffer away from her typewriter for very long. No.
Yeah, I know. You're lucky to have someone like her.
Now, here's your office, Mayor. Should we just go right on in? Is that okay?
Yes, go right on in there, lad.
Hey there, Miss Stalithuffer.
Morning. I mean afternoon, Miss Stalithuffer. Anybody come to see me, tell them I'm in conference.
How do you do, Miss Stalithuffer?
Just walk into my inner office here, lad. The door's open.
Hey, Mayor Plumfront, don't you think we should have gone to the jailhouse to see how the kidnappers escaped?
No. I'll find out right here, lad. Here, just close the door behind you, Big John, whilst I call up the chief of police.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear how those guys escaped, too.
Yeah, we'll find out here in just a second. Hello, chief. Plumfront. Say, how about them there kidnappers? Yeah. Well, but what are you and the boys doing about it?
Do you think they'll capture them, Big John?
Oh, yeah, I think they will, Sparky. Now, if the police know what they look like, now if the kidnappers have no hideout and no getaway car, they'll be caught all right.
Boy, I sure hope so.
Yes, all right. All right, Roy. Well, let me know as soon as anything happens, all right? Yeah, goodbye. Yeah.
What did you say, Mayor?
Oh, same old story, lad. The chief says one of the kidnappers pretended to be sick, and when the guard came in to see what was wrong, they overpowered him and took away the keys.
Did the chief say how long he thought it would be before the kidnappers were caught again?
No, it won't be long, Buster. Police have got all the roads out of town blocked, you know.
Hey, I wonder if Yuki knows the kidnappers have escaped. He's a detective, you know. I bet he'd like to try to capture him again.
Yeah, that's a good idea, lad. I'll just call old Yuki at his office and tell him. Excuse me.
Old Yuki was screw Yuki on the case. Those kidnappers are just as good as caught.
Wonder if he's still angry with us. After the way he walked out of the house the other day after that game with Tiddlywinks, I don't think that he'd ever want to talk to us again.
Do you think Yuki really was mad at me, Big Don, just because I beat him in a little game of Tiddlywinks?
Well, he sure acted like he was. What's the matter, Mayor? Doesn't Yuki answer his telephone at his office?
No, it's rung about 6 times. He hasn't answered yet. I don't know.
Maybe he's out the taxi cab.
Yeah, that could be. Let's see, I think I'll call his room over to Chevy's Hills Hotel. Maybe old Duke decided not to go to work today.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Duke might be home. Or he might be at his inventor laboratory at the old barn on the old Plug Nickel Farm.
Yeah, it could be. It's just me. Hello? Who is this? Oh, Sam. Sam the desk clerk? What you doing on the switchboard, Sam? Where's Clara, your regular switchboard girl? Oh, went out for coffee, huh? Yeah.
Clara, the switchboard operator, drinks coffee on the job, do they?
Say, Sam, can you tell me something? Is Yuki put you up in this room? Must be, huh? Because his 1913 Model T is down in the garage. Well, will you ring his room for me? Do that, will you, Sam? Sam says he ain't seen Yuki since he came out of it, or hasn't seen him all day, as a matter of fact, says he hasn't found his room. Guess he must be in his room, then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Can't imagine Yuki going out without his taxi cab. And if it's still in the garage, Yuki must be in his room.
Yeah, Yuki never goes anywhere without his 1913 Model T.
Hey.
Good old Yuki. He won't even walk around the corner if he can help it.
Oh, that boy just loves to drive that there 1913 Model T of his. Hello? What's the matter, Sam? Yuki doesn't answer. Are you sure his Model T is down in the garage, Sam? Yeah, huh? Just saw it not more than 2 minutes ago when you went down to talk to the janitor, huh? I see.
Wait a minute, John.
If
he doesn't answer his telephone.
Well, you sure that you haven't seen him go out all day, huh, Sam? Well, if you see him, Sam, tell him I called. Ready, Sam? Okay. Yeah, goodbye, Sam. That's funny. Yuki doesn't answer his phone at the hotel either. And his 1913 Model T taxi cab is down in the garage.
You know, that is odd.
Why doesn't Yuki answer his phone?
Maybe Yuki disappeared.
You know, that's what I've been thinking too, lad. Buster, do you think it's possible that after them their kidnappers escaped from jail, they went and kidnapped Yuki?
Well, it's quite possible. After all, Yuki never goes anywhere without his cab, and yet it's in the garage. And he doesn't answer his phone. It just might be.
Boy, you mean maybe Yuki is the kidnapped now? Wowee! Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Hey, what do you think of this latest development? Now it looks like Yuki Butcher has been kidnapped. Why, the kidnappers will kidnap the little girlie. They just escaped from jail, too. I bet the first thing they did was go out to Yuki's room at the Cheviot Hills Hotel and kidnap him. They probably wanted to get even with him because he helped capture him. But Mayor Pumpkin says the police will capture the kidnapper soon. Boy, I certainly hope so. Don't you? Oh, poor Yuki. Hey, maybe I better get the guys in my club busy on this case again. I'll see you later, kids. So long.